Weekend Breakfast with Refil Mpakanyane on 702.
And make that hashtag Weekend Breakfast if you do hit us up on Twitter. At Mpakanyane is my handle. Right now, we are looking at the future of millennials and Generation Z are a key consumer market, accounting for a combined 46% of the global population in 2019. That's according to a survey, according to survey data cited in a recent research, by Euromonitor International, and that was titled Millennials and Generation Z in the Age of Coronavirus. Now, the global COVID-19 pandemic has impacted these young consumers at a crucial time when they're reaching important milestones in their lives. And to help us unpack that is Lan Ha, Population Manager at Euromonitor International. And she'll also be explaining the Euromonitor's Consumer Overview Report. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast, Lan Ha. Thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you. With you, good morning.
An absolute pleasure to have you here. Talk to me about the key insights and the takeaways on how COVID-19, this pandemic, as well as the various lockdowns that different countries experienced, how has that affected the milestones that millennials are able to hit, as well as the milestones that Gen Zs were able to hit as a key consumer segment?
Yes, so the pandemic happened, as you said before, at a critical time for both generations. This is actually the second crisis faced by millennials.
Yes.
The last one that they faced is like 12 years ago during the global financial crisis. But this is the first crisis for Generation G.
Mm-hmm.
And for them, it's critical because the older Gen Z are now coming of age, that now they are finishing education and entering the workforce. So they are very much at the position like millennia 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We expect that, like in the experience of millennia, it would be a life-defining experience for them.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, it would be remiss of me not to just give quick definitions. Millennials being those aged between 26 to 40 years old, and then Gen Z's aged between 11 to 25 years old. And you touch on the fact that the global financial crisis was probably one of the sort of first or more universal setbacks that the millennials experienced. And many things thereafter were blamed or pinned on millennials, or there was a very specific way to look at millennials, right? They don't move out of home.
Mm-hmm.
They don't aspire to being independent. They don't aspire to be independent, and they'll be paying off, let's say, in the US, college loans for the rest of their lives. But really, what it speaks to, is the fact that these global seismic events have pulled the rug from under the feet of millennials and made it certain that the milestones that their parents reached at specific ages like 30 and 32 have been pushed further and further back for millennials. Where do millennials sit now in terms of those key milestones, such as a first property, right? Moving out of home and being able to buy your first place. Where are they sitting before we look at Gen Z's?
For millennials, most of them already now find established career, but it took them longer compared to older generation to enter the labor market, the workforce. And what happened to them at that time 10 years ago is like many of them took up jobs that is paid lower. So they begin with a lower level, and it has a lasting impact, but it takes them longer to reach the level that that they should, like the older generation already got it when they come to that age.
Mm-hmm.
And that also, and this has impact not only on their finance and on their career, but also on some other aspect of life. For example, as you say, when they are going to get married or to have children or buy a new home. So our research has shown that marriage rate and in developed world marriage rate and birth rate are already declining.
Yes.
But in the times of recession, they tend to be decline faster.
Mm-hmm.
And that will give a further drag on fertility rate, on population growth in the developed world.
Yeah. How has education been impacted for Gen Zs? Because I was having an interesting conversation with an education official here in South Africa, who spoke about the fact that, and that was our MEC for education, Banyaza Lesufu, but he spoke about the fact that, yes, there have been disruptions this year and the school academic calendar has been shifted out and pushed out. But essentially, he said that the disruptions will be felt for about 2 or 3 years to come. So on a global level, what's education looking like for Gen Zs who have had to grapple with school closures and shifts in routine? Should we expect them to aspire to the same things that are convention, such as going to college after school and hitting those same marks?
That would certainly have some important impact on Gen Z education, as we see in developing country. It's a huge disruption for young people due to school closure. For people that are entering high education now, they may have to rethink, like replan their education plan, maybe taking university that costs less, that make them more affordable for them. And this is probably it's really changing that some experience that changed their life.
Mm.
Or even they have to take 1 year off and working. Many have seen that they take 1 year out of education and then to see what happened next. So in general, I think that will happen, that the impact is not known yet now. But for a longer term, maybe that would be obvious, that would be more significant.
Sure. And of course, you know, a research of this kind is really fundamentally looking at consumer trends and how technology has been able to fill those gaps
exactly.
where necessary, or to drive trends in certain directions. What have you spotted by way of the relevance of tech and the uptake of certain technology?
Yes, and of course, in for Gen Z now, they are in a favorable position that with technology development that will enable a lot of, I think, even education to happen without going to school,
uh-huh.
and that is an advantage. And yes, and they are the so-called digital natives, and they already advancing, taking virtual experience ahead of other generations. And now, amid the pandemic, that is their advantage, that they can take up a lot of online solutions, not only for education, but also maybe healthcare,
mm-hmm.
sport, entertainment, shopping. So, that would be we see that they will embrace more virtual living, digital solutions than ever than before.
Yeah. And at the same time, you're pointing out the fact that Gen Zs are more liable to or more likely to focus on health and wellness, right? So that is a trend to watch from a consumer
yes.
perspective. But at the same time, they still tend to be the most anxious generation. And we know that technology often doesn't help, because the FOMO constantly cognizant of how other people are living their lives does not help with, you know, being happy about your own. So how do those two things balance themselves out?
Yeah, that's exactly what they have to always think about. They are anxious generation because I think the world they are facing now is changing very fast. They are also overwhelmed with information. As you say, they are more online than other generation, and that is part of the thing that makes them nervous.
Sure.
But on the other hand, I think Gen Z are very realistic and pragmatic as well.
Mm.
And they have this kind of ability to filter information on the internet and somehow it navigates them. They go online and they know what information is important for them. How to filter the information, and that is how they balance the thing. Yeah.
All right. If you've just joined us, my guest on the line is Lanha, the population manager at Euromonitor International. What we're taking a look at is a report, a survey cited in a recent research by Euromonitor International called Millennials and Generation Z in the Age of Coronavirus, and taking a look at the impact of COVID-19 on millennials and Gen Z consumers. And we carry on our conversation now by looking at, of course, how brands can stay relevant to these consumers, because I guess you want to get insights on how these consumers, as a key segment of the market, how they're faring so that you can appeal to them and be able to speak to them better. So what takeaways were you able to give interested brands?
Yeah, so at first, what we think is that because of a financial setback, the first thing that brands should take into account is that they need to adjust to a rise in the spending behavior of millennials and Gen Z. They will be going to be more cautious in their spending. So brands should find more innovative way to regain the value, among young consumers. Mm-hmm. And also, like, by offering relevant products or services, and should stay connected with them, go digital, and considering a new way to engage with them, because they are the online generation, as we say.
Sure.
So ways live streaming services or virtual assistant. And what we think most important is that because Gen Z and millennials are generation that have the highest awareness of environmental and social issues. And they expect they are going to, because of the pandemic, it even accelerate this awareness, because we see that every people are on the same boat.
Yes.
And so they are going to expect to see more kindness and more support from companies during the crisis and even beyond. So they expect company to put not only environment, but now also people over profit. To be more purposeful. And also another aspect is that companies show the willingness to support the mental health or support vulnerable groups in the society, it's more likely to align to resonate with Gen Z and millennial expectations.
Sure. All right. So a big ask for, if you're just a shoe company, you're just trying to get feet into shoes. Now you have to have a good brand proposition. You need to sell a very, very good story, and you need to put your money where your mouth is. So it's not just about getting people kitted out anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. They, as we say that the company should be authentic in their activities, and Gen Z, and because the Gen Z and millennial, they are able to spot out bits, and they will stay engaged with companies that they think they really care about the environment, society.
So this is obviously for the brands themselves to figure out, but I wonder in a sea of products and brands that all care about the environment, that all are socially conscious, that all care about and prioritize your health and wellness. how do these brands then differentiate themselves?
That's a very critical question. I think staying engaging with them and find ways to take millennial and Gen Z as part of their, not only as their customer, but mainly part of the brand. That is probably, critical, how to engage them and gearing them towards taking the expectation into the product development.
Yeah. And so the range of industries that you looked at in conducting the survey went from beauty to where?
Sorry?
Mm-hmm. I'm saying the range of industries that you looked at when conducting the survey, how far did this range?
Okay. This survey that we did is for consumers and not for the industry.
Okay.
We monitor, we are looking at a lot of industry, not only beauty, but also apparel and fast-moving industry, consumer goods.
All right. Fantastic stuff. Thank you so much, Lanha, for your time this morning. It's been interesting unpacking the impact of COVID-19 on Gen Zs and millennials. Certainly not an easy time ahead for anybody, it would seem, specifically not them. Really appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. You're welcome.
An absolute pleasure. That's Lanha, Population Manager at Euromonitor International. We're talking, we're unpacking on that those trends on the back of their report conducted on the consumption patterns and the impact of COVID-19 on millennials, Gen Zs, as well as how they are consuming as they are key consumer segment.